Good Murder, a William Powell Mystery by Robert Gott. Read by Paul English. The dedication reads, "For my parents, Maureen and Kevin Gott, who raised a family in love with words, and for Ed and Sheila Rooney, who provided generous access to their phenomenal memories." This is entirely a work of fiction. All of the characters are products of the author's imagination, and they bear no relation to anyone, living or dead. Only the streets they walk down are real. Cast of characters. The power players: Adrian Barden, Tybalt Canty, Bill Henty, Annie Hudson, William Power, Arthur Rank, Kevin Scarkle, Walter Sunder. The Drummond family: Mrs. Drummond, Fred Drummond, Joe Drummond, Polly Drummond. The police: Detective Sergeant Conroy, Senior Constable Harvey, Sergeant Peter Topaz, Constable Valentine. Significant others: Mal Flint, Augustus Augie Kelly, Patrick Lutterell, Shirley Moynihan, Charlotte Witherburn, Harry Witherburn. A quotation from Titus Andronicus, Act 5, Scene 2. "Look round about the wicked streets of Rome, and when thou find'st a man that's like thyself, good murder, stab him. He's a murderer." Book 1, Chapter 1, Making an Entrance. The water tower in Maryborough sat on the corner of Adelaide and Ann Streets. It held 1 million gallons of water, and for 2 weeks in August 1942, it also held the body of a 24-year-old woman named Polly Drummond. Afterwards, it was impossible not to be appalled by the realization that each time we drank a cup of tea, we were imbibing Polly Drummond, and that each time we took a bath, we were splashing ourselves with Polly Drummond. As she slowly dissolved up there, bloating and exuding the corrupt gases and liquids of the dead, we in the town strained her through our teeth, gargled her, washed our hair with her, and embedded her in the very clothes we wore. I was among the gawkers who gathered at the bottom of the tower when word was passed around that a body had been found. My interest was not entirely voyeuristic. I was, after all, the main suspect in her murder. She had been discovered by two council workers who had climbed the 52 feet to the top of the tower to fix a faulty indicator. They knew immediately who it was floating face down in that reservoir. The Maryborough Chronicle had been publishing almost daily accounts of the search for the missing woman. In a small town like Maryborough...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?